Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, news, views, and hip-hop.
This is Sister Soulja on Hard Knock Radio. Listen closely.
¿Qué pasa, raza? This is Deuce Eclipse, the Oi Joaquin, your parte chino. Check it out. Listening to Hard Knock Radio.
Hey, this is Patrice Rushen. And whenever I'm in the Bay Area and I need good information and great radio, it's all about Hard Knock Radio.
Davey D, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you this afternoon. I want to bring attention to an incident that took place a few weeks ago. And it involves a community activist, somebody who does a lot of work with youth here in the city of Oakland. His name is Najari Smith. And many people who are in tune with youth activities and youth work are familiar with this story, but we want to bring it to the larger public's attention. Najari, who does a lot of bike riding and organizing around bicycling, happened to be on First Fridays, which, you know, is a very popular destination for people who actually do biking, where he was stopped and hemmed up by the police. And it's not just that he was hemmed up, but he was abused by those police officers in front of his youth. And it's something that has caused a lot of concern in the community. It was very blatant, and it's something that is now moving on to higher levels. And so, Najari, we wanted to talk to you, and we're also here with his lawyer, Walter Riley, who is also very well-known civil rights lawyer here in the city of Oakland for a long time. But let's start off with you. You know, let's talk about the incident, and we'll start off with even talking about the organizing that you do around bicycling, because that needs to be known to the public as well.
So my name is Najari Smith. We've been doing, I'm the founding executive director of Rich City Rides. What we do is we activate people, parks, and places. We've been doing this for the past 6 years. Provided over 1,100 bikes to kids and youth and families in the community. We've done over 300 of these self-care Sunday rides that we host every week, with no problem. Playing the music as a way of gathering support, it uplifts the community, it activates the space. I'm also on the board of Red Bike and Green, which is a black cycling organization that provides safe space for black folks to get together and get healthy. So it was during this ride, and we do these rides, Red Bike and Green, we host these rides every first Friday, and we have a second Saturday ride. We've been ending it at first Fridays for what's got to be about 10 years now. And we haven't had this sort of an incident happen in all the time that we've been around.
So let's talk about this incident, the day it took place, who you were with, and what happened.
So by the time it was a collaboration between Red Bike and Green and Rich City Rides and the Scraper Bike Team. By the time we had made it down to First Fridays, there were several bicyclists already there who were anticipating us. They're used to seeing us come out there. We gathered together.
Now, let me just make sure we're clear. This was on the day of Nia Wilson's funeral, right? If I'm correct.
This was on the day of Nia Wilson's funeral.
And the bike thing was to, and I'm just trying to just understand a few things, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but just so people get some context here. And it was also, the ride that day was really a way to commemorate, you know, her memory. You know, Nia Wilson, of course, the young sister who was stabbed at the MacArthur BART station. Mm-hmm. So this ride took on, you know, extra importance.
This was a very special ride. We had been planning this ride. We had been wanting to do something. We held several meetings at the bike shop at Rich City Rides, trying to figure out what was going to be our response. And we did this ride for First Friday as a healing ride in the memory of Nia Wilson. This was our Black Unity Ride Against Racism. Meeting up at the Pillars, we had a moment of silence for Nia. A beautiful moment of silence, and at MacArthur BART station, we did our ritual circle down at the at Acorn. And from there, we concluded the ride as we always do at First Friday. Already a lot of folks already there at First Friday. When we came through, people welcomed our presence. Unfortunately, not everybody. There was that incident with the police.
So let me just stop one thing here. And we're talking with Najari Smith, if you're just tuning in, with Rich City Rides. It's a bicycling organization. He's on the board member of Red Bike and Green. For people that are listening, and, you know, I think people in the city of Oakland are very familiar with First Fridays and the crowds that it attracts. For people who don't know, we're talking about tens of thousands of people who show up on a Friday night. To get to First Fridays, all the streets are blocked off. It's almost impossible to park. So if you want to go to First Friday, one of two ways or several ways in which people get there, one of three ways, either you live close enough to the downtown area that you can walk, which many people do, or you take Uber, which will stop you off at one of the side streets, and then you would get off and then you would walk to the rest of the way, or you do as many people do, which is you bike, and now you have the scooters here and you take that. So there are all these Ford bikes that are on street corners throughout Oakland on First Fridays. Most of those bikes are gone because people will ride up there. You have many schools and athletes. Where we're standing at on Lakeshore Avenue, there's a biking team. They come out and we see them ride up on Friday. And then, you know, we're familiar with the rides that Red Bike and Green and others do. So bicycling up to First Fridays is a pretty common occurrence. And as you mentioned, this time it was one in which, you know, folks fresh with the memory of what happened to Nia Wilson wanted to commemorate that. So I want to give this some context so people understand that biking to First Fridays is definitely not an unusual thing, but in fact, an activity that the city of Oakland, that it now has, you know, put bike lanes throughout the city, has encouraged folks to do bike and bike often. So here you are at First Fridays and, you know, with your youth. So what happened then?
So I'm at First Fridays with my youth, and with, yeah, I was racially profiled. They could have stopped. There was so many other things happening at that spot at First Friday, but the officer chose to stop. I mean, what? I don't know whether we was too happy to, you know, we were able.
Take your time on this a little bit. And you know, when people get hemmed up by police and abused,
it stays with you.
It stays with you. And, you know, you can't see Najari, but he's shaking up a little. And this has happened, you know, a few weeks ago. Walter, maybe you can add a little bit to this as, you know, Najari gets some of his thoughts together.
Yeah. I want to also point out that this is First Friday. There is music in the streets. There are bands in the streets. There are various folks playing instruments up and down the street. Lots of noise. And every musical event on First Friday can be heard more than 50 feet away.
Yeah, many of us have DJed there. I mean, you know, there you are. You know, that's what it's about.
And you have, in this context, with lots of people on the street and in the intersection where the stop occurred, there are lots of folks. So Najari and his group, plus the other bicycle groups, came down from MacArthur BART in a celebration of the life of Nia Wilson, a memorial for Nia Wilson, as a visual for Nia Wilson. And they arrived with both young people and some older people. That biking group is, from Najari told me, from sometimes 4 years old to 80 years old, historically. They've been doing this for years on First Friday. The police officer who is in charge of First Friday should be aware that this biking group arrives there every First Friday, and that this biking group is supported by the people of Richmond and other bikers and people in the Bay Area as a very healing group. This is healing in the spiritual way that Najari and the people around him are much involved in. Their approach is to teach, to learn self-respect, dignity through the training and participation as community. Building community is what this group is about. and building community is what was either consciously attacked or inadvertently attacked. But the nature of racism in our society is that when we are attacked, what we stand for, what we're a part of, is also under attack. This is institutional.
So the way that I understand the story, and which is the way we got it across, is that there was somebody who wrote about it and described that an officer stopped and demanded that you turn down your music, which is what you had in First Friday. And we were told that you did turn down your music, but that was not enough for that officer. So can you describe to us what took place?
Let me describe what I know, and I'm still working on the investigation because it's my client, and I don't want my client talking about this specific incident. That's just the nature of the way I work, law work, and criminal defense work. But Najari arrived there with a lot of folks at the intersection. They did a ritual circle. The traffic is stopped, as anybody who's been the First Friday know, and you and I and others know, that traffic is stopped while people cross through the intersection. They did a ritual ride. All the bikers that were able to did the ritual ride, and they came out of the ritual ride at a certain point. And when they came out of the ritual ride is when the police officer walked up to Najari. He didn't say halt. He didn't say stop. He didn't say, I want to talk to you. What we know is that he grabbed the bike's handlebars. I'm saying that that is a violation of proper police conduct. And if it's proper in Oakland, then Oakland policy is wrong. And that's what we want to investigate. We will pursue this. Legally, we will pursue this as political organizations. Why a police officer feels it's okay to approach an organized group of people this way, pick out the black person who they maybe think is the leader, knowing that there are other folks with them, and act in a manner that could incite the situation, could provoke more responses. But because of Navari tried to keep people cool, we know he held up his hand and said to people, don't engage, and he himself wanted to know why this was going on, why he was being stopped. The police officer did not engage in the conversation with him. The police officer simply wanted to say, I'm going to identify you and give you a citation. And there was no conversation about that. Now, we might say that a police officer is entitled to do that. That doesn't mean it's right.
But you wound up spending a weekend in Santa Rita jail. That's where everybody is upset. How does a bike ride with somebody who rides with youth, who's done this dozens of times, who's at First Fridays, wind up with everything that's going on at First Friday, wind up being in jail for a weekend?
I want Najari to talk about the Orwell incidents, but again, what happened is he said to the police officer, what's going on, basically. He wanted to know what was going on. And the police officer said, if you don't give me ID, you're going to be arrested. And he asked Najari to follow him. Najari went with him. And I think that was an excellent time for him to explain to Najari. But instead, he handcuffed Najari. I believe they handcuffed him before they got to the car. I'm looking for more video study to understand what exactly happened. But he found Najari's ID before he pulled him away from the scene. So he has Najari's ID, and he could have given him a citation and left and let Najari go. But he didn't. And why he didn't is what I want the city of Oakland to question. I want the citizens of Oakland to question, and I want the police review board to question. After that, Najari was taken to Santa Rita, where he had to bail out the confiscated his bike, impounded his bicycle and equipment. That, I'm saying, is unnecessary. Whether they had been told by the commander to do it or not, that was something that we want to investigate, but is improper. There needs to be a better approach to dealing with people in our community. Whether they are upstanding or not, they have to be dealt with. In this particular case, this is an upstanding member of the community that was improperly handled and contacted by the police department.
Well, as I said, you know, when word of this incident got out, it was very upsetting for a lot of people. And obviously, you're still, Najari, who's standing here, still, you know, upset about this. What would you add about this? You know, we're talking about this, and I think one of the you know, concerns is looking at this not as an isolated incident, which I think oftentimes these types of scenarios are made out to be, but something that is a little bit more systemic. And what I mean by that is that I know that when they had critical mass and all those things, that is kind of, you know, we recognize that. We understand that bicyclers are going to come out. Bike lanes are here and bikers have the right of way. We also know that, you know, for a very long time, a lot of the folks, you know, I remember the scraper bikers and others are often cited, given tickets and harassed in a place that now is pushing, you know, the green economy. Folks need to, you know, ride rather than take a bike. And people are doing that. But yet the freedoms are not allowed. So I'm just, you know, your thoughts on just some of this right now, Najari.
It touches on Rich City Rides, our brand of transit advocacy, which is more than bike lanes. It's about making sure that the streets are safe, that we have that we're able to travel from place to place, from home to church to the park, to our neighbor without being harassed. You know, I was stopped on a bicycle, but us as black people, we get stopped for walking, we get stopped for our driving, we get stopped on the BART, and there's something in that policy that needs to be changed where we don't have to feel unsafe by just living while black.
Walter, let me ask you this, and Najari as well. In San Francisco, maybe about a year and a half ago, we saw the police department start to enforce these rules around bicycles. They were citing everybody. They were pulling people over, and they were saying that they weren't stopping at the red lights. And we saw the bike community come out. We saw that there was intense criticism and lobbying efforts made. You know, and the end result was people backed off. Like, this was not going to be tolerated. Bicyclers, you know, sure, you're going to have to obey the rules, but you are not going to be pulling over, you know, folks riding their bikes like this, which is, you know, what the conclusion was. We see here in the city of Oakland that rules are heavily enforced if you're driving. If I'm driving on this street where we see these bike lanes, and I'm not making way for these bicycles, I will get a ticket. And, you know, that's been made very clear that this is a priority. So with that in mind, what has been the response from the larger biker community knowing what has happened to Najari? You know, this situation went viral on the Internet. And so have those forces that, you know, went up and jammed up San Francisco, which, you know, advocated for bike lanes here and insist that we have this green economy and you know, and drive less. What has been their collective response to the community? And now that we have a police commission, what has been their response to this?
Well, I have not heard from the police commission. That's in response to your last question. There have been a couple of city council members that have tried to find out more about it. Rebecca Kaplan, Lynette McElhaney has obviously done something. I expect that we're going to hear more from Desley Brooks in giving support for what we are trying to do around this. My intent, the group intends to reach out to folks. The larger biker community, I have not had the response that I thought we would get immediately, but I do expect there's going to be a larger community. What has been gratifying is that a lot of black folk have turned out. Black biker, black organizations, and those organizations are often mixed. And that's growing. An organization is growing out of this in response. But what we do know is that when the community supports, when the organized bikers get involved, they make changes. They're making changes across the country. We want bike lanes and bike safety, not just to benefit the upper echelons or the people moving up. We want to represent people in our community. And I know that when bikes were being installed around the city, you, Davey D, among others, but you made a big push to get them in black communities, to get them in other places. And it's not clear they would have been there had not been an outcry. We need outcry organization lobbying around all of these efforts. Najari, the bikers, are part of the ecological movement. They are part of the movement, the green movement. They're going to be part of the March of 1,000 Grandmothers, et cetera, next week, a couple of weeks from now. Najari can talk more about that. But they're part of a larger movement. that larger movement has to come out in the interest of black people and black and a black cause right now, and not just have us be an appendage to what they do. And they don't do it unless we call them out on it. And that's what we're doing right now.
Walter Riley, civil rights lawyer, that's his voice. We have Najari Smith. One last question as we kind of wrap up here, Walter. The police, Oakland police, who have been under federal decree and what have you, did they have body cameras on? Have you been able to see the footage? I mean, what was the situation with respect to that? Do we know the officer's name? You know, they've been doing a lot of the barbershop talks and, you know, and these attempts to build community relations with the news channels. What's been the response knowing that? And in particular, since we do have, you know, folks from you know, these police departments that have gone to these communities, even on this block that we're at, the police have come up here and they've done a meet a cop with coffee type of event. So, with this community outreach, what has been the response from those participants? And have we seen footage and, you know, and folks who are saying they want to build a bridge? What have they been talking about?
I'm glad you asked that question, because just this morning, just before Najari and I got here, we did look at some footage. There's more footage that I want to look at. There's more I want to ask for, because I have not seen the approach to Najari and why the officer approached Najari. I have a police report that I just got last night. Doesn't explain very much, but it does explain that Najari was identified before he left the scene. They had his identification. The footage that we see shows that Najari was approached by the cop's hands on the bicycle, and they were not in the middle of the intersection when this happened. It also shows that Najari was saying, "What's going on?" You know, in various words, what is happening here? And I'm not comfortable with just you approaching me and stopping me. And I think that a citizen has a right to say what's going on. We've seen footage of folks asking the police officers why they are stopping them. We've seen footage of black folk being shot for doing that. We've seen footage of white people being told, you know, whatever they given answers, whatever they want, and not being arrested. Black people don't have that kind of privilege in this society, apparently. We want to challenge the police department. We want to challenge the city of Oakland. We want policy changes. And we are going to engage. There will be some discussions about how to approach this. We are having collective discussions with the other bikers. There are bikers from Chicago that are interested. There are probably bikers from across the country that want to be engaged in this discussion. Hopefully we can keep this going. But we want to talk about policy changes and approaches towards black people. The kind of respect that critical mass gets when they ride, we want critical attention given to what happens when black people ride. Now, Najari has been involved in building parks, building communities. I mean, just you can talk about some of those things around building self-respect, dignity, and understanding.
Yeah, just Google them and you'll see the work.
Absolutely.
It speaks for itself.
Absolutely. It's all there. But we want people to pay attention, to come out. We still have to go to court on Friday, the 31st, as it stands right now, around the vehicle charge. The district attorneys decided not to press charges on the resisting arrest, which I don't think there is a basis for it. I don't think there's a basis for the vehicle code charge. But as this moment, having had contact with the police department, that charge has not been withdrawn. We still have to show up in court. We want people there. We want large numbers of people there. We want people Googling, writing statements on blogs. We want people making noise around this kind of thing, because we want to support this group, this man, and the women who are with him, who are saying we are building dignity and self-respect in our communities. We are not primarily about confrontation, but if there is confrontation, the community is with you.
Real talk, Walter Riley. We appreciate it. Najari, any last comments from you, you know, that you would like the people that are listening to understand?
That we need to build this coalition around having this policy change. That we all need to come together for all of us. My organization is going to be a part of the Solutions to Solidarity Summit that's happening in the Bay Area for the week of action, the second week of September. Another thing that my organization does is we educate the public on how government politics work. We have a workshop. It's called The Government Takeover. It's happening September 7th at the Building Blocks for Kids office. We're going to go into how the elected officials work with city staff to move the city forward and how we influence that. I'm asking everybody to come out, all cycling organizations, all of our allies, all of our people, for August 31st. We're going to be out there as early as 8 a.m., as late as 10 p.m. We're going to have speakers coming out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we ask you all to join us.
And where are you asking them to go?
This is going to be at the Wiley Emanuel Courthouse in Oakland on 7th Street. You can look up Rich City Rides at www.richcityrides.org. Feel free to email info@richcityrides.org for more information. Look us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're there. And stay involved.
Well, there you have it. We're going to take a break here on Hard Knock Radio. Najari Smith from Rich City Rides, thank you very much. Civil rights attorney Walter Riley, thank you very much. And hopefully people keep their eyes and ears listening. And hopefully the larger biker community, you know, bike community that is, you know, raise the ruckus to make sure we have bike lanes and raise the ruckus to make sure that folks who are bicycling are kept safe and are able to move about this city freely and be unimpeded. Step up and be representative for this gentleman who has long been organizing folks around biking, but long before there were bike lanes and even proposals for it. His record speaks for itself, and I think this is a critical moment, not just for the city of Oakland, but those who are activists and who live in the city who have, you know, purported that they want to have, you know, a green economy and a green landscape. Well, if that's being impeded for certain populations, that needs to change, and we hope everybody steps up. We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright. To a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Mother, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.